Hello, this is Pastor Cecil A. Thompson, and this is the one-year Bible reading for May 15th. John chapter 8, verse 21 through 30. Then Jesus said to them again, I am going away, and you will seek me, and you will die in your sin. Where I go, you cannot come. So the Jews said, Will he kill himself because he says, Where I go, you cannot come? And he said to them, You are from beneath, I am from above. You are of this world, I am not of this world. Therefore I said to you that you will die in your sins. For if you do not believe that I am he, you will die in your sins. Then they said to him, Who are you? And Jesus said to them, Just what I have been saying to you from the beginning. I have many things to say and to judge concerning you, but he who sent me is true. And I speak to the world those things which I heard from him. They did not understand that he spoke to them of the Father. Then Jesus said to them, When you lift up the Son of Man, then you will know that I am he, and that I do nothing of myself, but as my Father taught me, I speak these things. And he who sent me is with me. The Father has not left me alone, for I always do those things that please him. As he spoke these words, many believed in him. Psalm 111, 1 through 10. Praise the Lord. I will praise the Lord with my whole heart, in the assembly of the upright, and in the congregation. The works of the Lord are great, studied by all who have pleasure in them. His work is honorable and glorious, and his righteousness endures forever. He has made his wonderful works to be remembered. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion. He has given food to those who fear him. He will ever be mindful of his covenant. He has declared to his people the power of his works in giving them the heritage of the nations. The works of his hands are verity and justice. All his precepts are sure. They stand fast forever and ever and are done in truth and uprightness. He has sent redemption to his people. He has commanded his covenant forever. Holy and awesome is his name. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. A good understanding have all those who do his commandments. His praise endures forever. Proverbs chapter 15, verse 11. Hell and destruction are before the Lord, so how much more the hearts of the Son of Man. And that's the reading for May 15th. Let us pray. Our gracious Heavenly Father, how good it is that we have a Heavenly Father who loves us so much that he sent his dear Son to give us life, eternal life. And that life comes to us by choice that we make, receiving that salvation that is by grace through faith, not by anything that we do, but what you have done for us. Thank you, God. Thank you for giving Jesus our Savior. Thank you, Lord, for giving your life that we might have eternal life. I pray as we go about our activities this day, that we would go with the certainty and the surety of our eternal salvation with you. We look forward to that day when all of the pain and suffering this earth will be passed away, and we will have that glory of praising you forever and ever. Be with us now. Be with all those who listen to the words of this scripture this day, and we pray it in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Blessings, dear hearts. May God richly bless you as you bless others by your words and actions. This is Pastor Cecil.